Have you created general SEO writing guidance for your team? Learn more about what I add to my guides in today's SEO tip. Hello, thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. So today I'm going to talk about how to give your in-house writers some general guidelines on how to optimize their content for search discovery. And hopefully this is a handoff document after you've gone through training and they understand at a high level how content is presented in search results. It's essential for your in-house writers to know that content is now ranking due to its ability to answer the searcher's intent and answer that question completely. SEO is no longer an exercise of writing to a keyword. So ideally, you'd hand off specific content briefs for every topic you'd like to rank, but that requires the capacity to quickly generate those briefs to meet the demand because you don't want to be the bottleneck. There's a few software options out there that might help you generate those specific writing guides, like SEMrush's SEO content template, MarketMuse, usetopic.com, but there's also more general guidance that you could provide in the meantime. And my guides include the following steps and topics. Step one, know your audience. Make sure you have a clear persona or an idea of who you're writing to and how your writing will solve their problem and drive them to explore more of your site. Step two, understand the searcher's intent. I think an internal guide should provide instruction for the writers to research the intent behind the topic by doing the following. Use Chrome's incognito feature to look at the term about which they're writing the content and look at the results that are provided to see if you can see any patterns amongst those results and check to make sure that those search results seem to be answering the same question that is the focus of your writing. If there's some disconnect and the results seem like they are not providing the type of answer you would be providing, you might need to find a new target topic where the results seem to sort of match and you seem to belong in those results. Step three, write comprehensively and keep the searcher. So how do you go about writing comprehensively? You make sure that you've answered all the additional questions the searcher might have related to the topic. I think writers should use free tools like Also Asked, which will pull all of the people also asked questions into an easy to read interface that the writers should look at and add to their writing, the specific ones anyway. And I've provided a export of what those results look like on my website. And a little pro tip, if you wanna do this at scale and you love spreadsheets, I'd recommend the SEO Minion extension, which will allow you to download all of those people also ask results into a CSV file. I would also recommend that you reassure your writers that they can write longer pages. Especially if it's an information-based topic, writers shouldn't be afraid to write longer. Most of the research shows that information-based queries, the top results are 1,200 words or longer. It depends on the query, of course, but oftentimes longer is not necessarily worse. It's probably usually better. Finally, make sure they have a copy of the Google Human Raters Guide so that they know how Google Human Raters evaluate quality content and what Google means by low quality and high quality content. Step four. Remind them about the power of formatting and labeling. So make sure your writers focus on helping the search engines and your readers understand your text by using the following. Natural use of the keyword in the text, using shorter sentences, making sure to write in 16-point font or higher if they can control the font because this is a mobile usability requirement, using bullets or numbering, embracing white space, strategic use of headlines, really following a outline format there, using callouts and with bolding or italicizing them, using anchor text, links from a table of contents to headers, if that's relevant, that gives you those fraggles, using images and videos to support your copy and adding alt text for those images. Step five, give them tips to entice the searcher to click. Make sure they know the character counts for meta titles and descriptions, provide examples of what an enticing meta description would be and tips for how to improve theirs. Step six, remind them of the power of internal links, especially on larger sites. Internal links from higher ranking pages to lower ranking pages can sometimes lift the ranking of that page that has less traffic. Step seven, make sure they have the resources to keep learning or look up the answers from reputable SEO sources if they can't get a hold of you. I usually recommend some best industry resources to look up their lingering questions. Also make sure they know how to contact you if they have a question. And the resources I usually recommend are Moz's Beginner Guide to SEO. I like Banklinko's On-Page SEO Guide. I have a searcher's intent tutorial on my website. And that's your tip for today. So provide an SEO overview writing guide to your internal writing staff to lighten your load as an in-house SEO. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.